That was a lovely track. This is BBC Three Counties Radio. I'm Nana Aquir. This is The Health Show. Now, I've been asking you this question because I'm about to speak to a gentleman who is going to talk about his experience with IBS. And it is, have you ever been told you can't use the loo? Now, a woman who suffers from irritable bowel syndrome is putting together a map of usable public toilets in the UK. Her condition means that Lauren White often finds that she needs to use the loo when she's out and about, including in shops and restaurants.
There was one individual that I spoke to. She was sort of heading into town. All of a sudden needed to go to the toilet and nowhere was open. She didn't make it, and that was quite devastating for her. I mean, in an ideal world, we shouldn't have to toilet map, because there should just be enough toilets and enough accessible toilets to not have to worry about it.
So have you ever been told you can't use the loo? 81333, text me now. But having heard that, not all shops and restaurants allow people to use their facilities. Matthew Chaddock has IBS and can tell us about his experience. Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
How are you doing? You all right today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. Now, listen, Matthew, tell us a bit about IBS and how it affects you.
It affects me, well, there's several ways it affects me, really. It's there's a lot of symptoms there, which you probably talk to your viewers about, that I'd like to avoid, sort of bloating, having to get to the toilet quite quickly and things like that. A lot of people out there with IBS will understand what it's like to have, and it can be quite tiring, so I have to think about where's the nearest loo and sort of things like that.
So what do you think about this this idea of a toilet map then?
I think it's a great idea. As Lauren said in the piece then, that in an ideal world we shouldn't really have to sort of map toilets, but this is the real world, isn't it? And you know, these things are sort of necessary.
Now, have you had an experience where you've been turned away from using the toilet?
Yes, quite recently, actually, just a couple of months ago. I'd like to say on the whole that if I ever need to use sort of a restaurant or a cafe's loo or something like that in a rush, generally people are very accommodating. I think it's sort of how you ask, and they just sort of say, yeah, that's fine. But recently I was driving, and I thought, better stop and use the loo. It was a large sort of chain of fast food restaurants, and I went in and said, sorry, could I just use your loo? And they said, no, you've got to be a customer. So I said, okay, fine, I'll be a customer in a minute and use the toilet anyway. But it wasn't really what you wanted to hear when you needed it in a rush, put it that way.
So they let you use it because you said you were going to be a customer?
Well, I just sort of did anyway, really, but that's not really the way I like to do it. But it was a little bit frustrating.
I always feel sort of bad if I go into a place and I just need to use their loo, especially in a pub or something. I always feel quite guilty. I always feel I have to buy something, so I buy a bag of peanuts or something.
Much the same. I think there was a place once where I stopped and I said, can you use the loo, in a pub, and the landlord said, well, yep, I'm not going to charge you for it. You can use the loo, absolutely. But would you make a little donation to one of the local charities that we have on the countertops? I thought, that's fair enough. That's opportunistic, but it's fair enough as that.
Yeah, that's all right, actually. I mean, although still you should be able to use it without any sort of penalty, but still. And do you have one of those I can't wait cards? Apparently there's something like that.
Yeah, that's right. It's something the IBS Network offer as part of their membership, a car wait card. I do have one. I've not used it, but I know a lot of people that have and find it can be quite beneficial. If you sort of ask to use the loo and they say no, then at least you've got something there that's a little bit more official, that you can say, look, I've got a condition where I need to use it. And it sort of gives some people a bit more confidence, I think, is what I've sort of taken away from people's sort of conversations about it.
And with your IBS, how much time or how much warning do you kind of get with respect to the toilet needing the loo?
With me, there's a fair bit of warning. It's not as bad as it used to be, but I know a lot of people out there, it's a lot worse. So I've got my symptoms more or less under control, but there's other people that it's a lot worse and it can happen quite quickly.
And do you think people understand the, you know, with the IBS? Because I presume that when you ask to use a toilet, you'll explain that you have IBS. And do people seem that they have understanding?
Some people do. Some people never heard of it. It's quite varied, really. sometimes I'll just say, can I use the toilet? And they go, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, everybody gets caught short now and again, isn't it? But on the whole, people are pretty understanding. They may not understand fully, but they're quite accommodating and most people are quite reasonable.
Well, what changes do you think that could be made in society to kind of improve things for people with things like IBS?
I think just greater sort of understanding of it, more acknowledgement that it's a real condition, and that people sort of can't help it a lot of the time. And it's just getting information out there. Certainly sort of maybe 20 years ago when I first had it, it was almost unheard of. But now more and more people say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. And they may not know the exact details, but they at least have heard of it. So it's just greater awareness of it, really, which is something that the IBS Network's trying to do.
If people want to get in touch or find out more from the IBS Network, where can they go?
To the website, the IBS Network. If they Google it, they'll go straight there. But it's a very, very good website. There's lots of up-to-date information about the charity, about how you can best manage it, and about some of the things you can do to help yourself as well. Also about getting a cart weight card as well.
Yeah. What was the web address for that? Is there such a...
Off the top of my head, I think it's the IBS Network... .org.uk, but I think if you Google it, you'll go straight to it.
Well, listen, Matthew, thank you so much for talking to us about that, and I'm sure that more people will start understanding the condition the more we talk about it. You take care, Chris, and thank you so much for getting in touch with the show. That's the lovely Chris. Matthew, I don't know why I'm calling him Chris. I'm getting all excited. That was Matthew Chaddock. He has IBS and basically telling us about his experience. Fabulous. So I've been asking you this, though. Have you ever been told you can't use the loo? Jackie has texted in and she's just said, why do builders never seem to need the loo? And I thought to myself, Jackie, actually, I find that every time a builder comes to my house, the first thing he says is, can I use your loo? So I always make sure the loo looks nice. But she's also mentioned that you can get I can't wait cards and toilet keys. So thank you for that, Jackie. 81333, start your message with 3CR. On the line, we have Chris from Sunderland. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Nana. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Chris. Now, tell us a bit about your experience of being caught short and not able to use the loo.
Right. Well, I suffer from an illness a bit like the other caller, but it's an autoimmune illness, but worse, actually. It's irritable bowel disease in the form of ulcerative colitis. And the nature of that is you need to use the toilet at very, very short notice. I call it the 60-second warning. And if you don't get access to a toilet, obviously in your own home, that's all right. But if you don't get access to a toilet, you're going to have an accident, basically. My story is that I lost my business because of this illness. And so I was unemployed. And I was called into the local job centre to produce my medical certificate or sick note. And while standing in the queue waiting to be seen to, I needed to use a toilet. And I called over one of the security guards there who point blank refused to let me use it. And I explained the reason I was in the job centre was to produce a sick note to say why I was out of work because of this condition. And it's embarrassing explaining the condition to a layperson standing in a queue with eavesdroppers. And whilst I said, look, I need a toilet right now. And all he said was, we'll go down the road to the cinema. I said, I can't physically walk now. I need the toilet right now as we speak. And consequently, I had an accident. I wasn't happy about it. It was very embarrassing. And I had to make my way back to my car and come home in that state. I got a feeble phone call, apology from them, if you could call it that. Obviously, they're not going to put that in writing or anything. And the actual manageress to whom I complained since got promoted.
No.
And that's in a government building, where it's classed as a disability, and they just refused point blank to let me use a toilet.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty awful. And then to be caught short and then having to kind of make your way back to your own sort of mode of transport, soiled, as it were. You know, that's... What do you think can be done to sort of change the way things work?
Well, certainly in public buildings like that, I think that's disgraceful. I remember when I was a young kid, there were more public toilets available where you either literally spend, well, it wasn't a penny, but you'd pay 20p, 50p to use it. And they seem to have disappeared over the years. Maybe, there's even a business opportunity for someone to open these up around the country and you pay to go in. But people tend to drop in all the chain stores like McDonald's, not wanting to buy anything, and management get sick of that. I can see that from their point of view, you know, people popping into cafes and things, but it's a difficult one. You know, just don't seem to be as many public toilets as there used to be. I don't really know the answer.
But what do you think of this LUMAP that Lauren White has decided to do to tell you where you can use the toilet?
Well, I do have what's called a radar key that disabled people can get and use locked toilets to the general public, but they're so far and few between. Mm. And when you get there, they've usually been vandalised, you know, and there are no facilities in there that you need for yourself. The water's not working, the lights don't work. It depends how it's managed and maintained. It's the maintenance of it, really. Whether or not that will actually work, or is it just lip service, I don't know.
Mm. Well, listen, Chris, thank you so much for telling us about your condition, and I hope things are improving. Are things improving for you?
Oh, yes, I'm on new medications, and it's changed my life around. It's the problem's just getting back into work. That's the problem now. You have a bit of a stigma, you see, when you have to explain this. They ask if you've had any medication or problems or how long you've been out of work and why. Mm. But thanks very much. I love the show, by the way, Nana. I listen to it every week on Catch Up, usually.
Lovely.
Great show. Love it.
Thank you so much, Chris. That was Chris in Sunderland, and he was telling us about his experience. So I'm out to you. Have you ever been told you can't use the loo? 81333, start your message with 3CR, or give us a call like Chris on 03459 455555. You can text 81333, start your message with 3CR, or tweet me at BBC3CR. Have you ever been told you can't use the loo?
We know you care about music.
That's why we play the songs that you love.
Whether it's 60s.